Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. Last week, we explored the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 through 23, focusing on gentleness. Today, we will examine the last of the fruit of the Spirit, which is self-control. If you have your Bibles, open to 2 Timothy 1, 7. Which states, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." Self-control is a holding oneself in, or the power to take a grip of oneself. It is a capacity to rein in appetites and passions that arise from our old self or sinful ways. It is a question of not being a prisoner to our impulses or desires, whether they are for food, wrath, lust, or other lust of the world. Although the word self-control might suggest willpower in the fruit of the Spirit, it is not just doing it in ourselves. It is something that comes as a result of allowing the Holy Spirit to control us. Amen. We are empowered to cast down the desires of the sinful ways as we walk in the Spirit. Self-control enables us to act by reason and the will of God rather than being governed by sinful emotions or sinful reactions. It's being considerate and not acting on impulse. Self-control is necessary for believers because it enables and facilitates the other fruits of the Spirit to flourish. So, for example, it takes self-control to exhibit true godly love rather than lust or attraction. Rejoice in adversity with godly joy. Be reconciled and not always in conflict. Be faithful and not have your faith shattered. And be humble servant of the Lord. You know, practicing self-control involves God's grace and resilience and cooperation with His will. You must learn to believe that true self-control comes from the Holy Spirit and with daily practice of praying to God to give you strength and ability to resist temptations and make right decisions. Also, studying God's Word to be wise and understanding, so that you can change your thinking by biblical standards. Be with fellow believers who can encourage you and push you towards self-control growth. Acting proactively in achieving your knowledge of avoiding and moving away from situations or places that are all well known to trigger a lack of self-control. Self-control frequently supplements patience. Practice waiting on God's timing and trusting in His plan, even when things are difficult. Jesus showed ultimate self-control in His sinless life and His obedience to the Father's will, even amid great suffering. His example gives us power. If you fall, as we all do, don't give up. Turn to God in repentance and ask Him to forgive you and trust in His grace to continue trying to exercise self-control. Ultimately, self-control, along with all the fruit of the Spirit that we talked about, is a product of God's redemptive work in a believer's life, liberating us from the dominion of sin and allowing us to live in a manner that glorifies Him. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you again for the valuable gift of your Holy Spirit and for His labor in me to produce the fruit of the Spirit, particularly self-control. I pray that the seeds of self-control planted today will take root deep in my mind and heart. Keep empowering me by your Spirit that I might live this day more and more in your character. Please help me to be self-controlled in my mind, words, and deeds, every aspect of my life to your will. Let self-control mark my life, not for my purposes, but so people can see your power of change and work in me. Protect my heart and mind, and give me the power to stand against temptations and decide what is good, pure, and holy. Thank you for your faithfulness and the ongoing work of sanctification. I promise to keep yielding to your Spirit, trusting that you will complete what you began in me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week, and until then, God bless and take care, my friends.